Our first story in the top five. The Syrian foreign minister says that the Geneva II conference had no tangible results because of the foreign-backed opposition's, quote, immaturity. Walid al-Malem also accused the United States of interfering in the meetings.
The U.S. has influenced the Geneva conference by publicly talking against Syria, intervening in the meetings, and finally deciding to provide the insurgents with weapons.
Speaking on the last day of the talks on Syria, Malem said the government delegation had agreed to discuss everything, but the opposition refused to address the issue of terrorism and threatened to derail the talks. Earlier in the day, the Syrian information minister, Omran al-Zoubi, said the opposition delegation will not win concessions from Damascus in any future talks. Meanwhile, Loi Safi, a member of the so-called Syrian National Coalition, says that Damascus was forced to attend the talks because of the actions of the insurgents who are, quote, the true voice of the Syrians. Let's bring in Jim Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today, who joins us from Atlanta to get his thoughts on this. Well, Jim Dean, if the conference there in Geneva called the Geneva II proved one thing, and that was how far apart the two sides are on the major issues. One of the things discussed here is a review of the Geneva communique and, of course, the red line that it seems like the so-called divided opposition is pushing for, and that is Assad's departure. Do you think that that's a viable solution for either sides to come back for the second round of the talks?
Absolutely not. The strategy here was they pulled a hoax on the entire world. They went ahead and had this conference just to have it. They had no intention of resolving anything. They knew that, you know, preconditions of having Assad step down when obviously they've stabilized the situation. Everybody knows that the insurgents don't have the power to take over, and they haven't been able to collapse the Syrian army by basically having them change sides. So it's a dead end. And the U.S. lost some esteem here because they went into this typically like the Israelis have been doing with the Palestinian peace talks. They have absolutely no intentions of resolving anything. They want the talks to go on forever, and we'll be here 100 years from now talking about Palestinian peace talks. So I think now what their strategy is, the millions of Syrian people who are suffering living as fresh refugees, particularly the traumatizing that's happening with the children, they think that after time, that is just going to collapse the Syrian people's will to support Assad, and they will be willing to do anything to get anybody in there just to stop it. So I think it's a new type of terrorism where not the guys running around on the ground, but you have governments decided that they're going to hold millions of people hostage under horrible conditions, and that's going to work to their advantage. And it's just a horrible situation. It makes someone embarrassed to be an American to see their government actually doing this.
Quickly, if you can answer this, and this might be a tough one, but what would you do in order to solve this crisis regarding any type of talks to be held between the so-called divided opposition at this point and the Syrian government?
Well, it's very simple. I mean, Assad has always posed the correct decision, is that if the people want a change in government, let's have a vote, and let's let the people change the government. And we have this crazy situation where the Western democracies are going like, oh, no, we can't do that. You know, we want to impose a puppet regime because that's our whole new game plan now, to go around and replace regimes that we don't like, and we are able to use this terrorist weapon. So it's a very scary thing to not only see it being done, but there hasn't been enough opposition to it here.
Very well. Thank you so much for that. Jim Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today, talking to us there from Atlanta. Thank you so much.